putting words together to put meaning to an event like this. But with recent times in Haiti, I found myself in kind of negative straits. My thoughts over the past few months have ranged from anger to despair to depression to anxiety over our friends and our families that we have cared for so many years. And tonight, putting these words together didn't come easily. And actually, I usually don't speak from notes, but I made so many changes this week, I can't keep track of them. And I kept tearing them up because they were so dark. Now, you've heard Dr. Wilkins, and the man is just amazing. It's been 3 years since I physically have been to Haiti because of COVID for two of those years, and then the past year for the political instability. And I have felt an absence in my heart from not being there. The country transforms you. And it's I was spending actually 4 weeks a year before COVID serving in that country. And it became like my second home. I called it my vacation home, even though service was so difficult. So let me just refer to a few thoughts because I don't want to forget any of this. Last Sunday, Pierre Antoine and his family, they are our Haitian benefactors that actually ran our hospital in Damarie, came to visit Anne and myself, and we had dinner together in Connecticut. They have lived in Port-au-Prince and Damarie for multiple generations. And they told us what it was like on the ground. It was not pleasant to listen to. And so I found myself today thinking about my words and trying to offer something positive. What kind of words are these for a fundraiser? It's like unheard of, without precedent. Haiti has always had dragons. Malnutrition, disease, poverty, the burden of Mother Nature having its bullseye on its back have always been there. And we who serve in Haiti, as well as the people we serve, have kind of gotten used to that. We deal with it, we go on, and life happens, life continues. But now, with recent events, there's a bigger dragon. The dragon of all dragons. And it is dangerous, it's overwhelming, and unfortunately, it is human. Politicians in Haiti, for years, have used the gangs in the streets of Port-au-Prince, which numbers about 3 million people, to control the outcomes of the elections. And for their services, the gang members would get preferred services as well as employment. And I guess it worked for a while. But the gangs have evolved while the politicians did not. And now that these dragons are of answer to no one. They rule the streets of Port-au-Prince. They control almost 80% of the city. And places that I remember traveling, like Delmas, beautiful places in Haiti, are now under gang control. And I'm not sure what the solution will be, but for everyday people like us, 3 million in that city alone, they're subject to the whims of violence, crime, and death without recourse. There is no longer any rule of law. There is no one that the dragons answer to. But you may ask, where is the light in the darkness? And I will tell you. It's been said that if there are dragons, the reason is that we need to have heroes. And yes, heroes do exist. And one of those heroes you just witnessed, and his name is Dr. Wilkins. For me, though, dragons and heroes, it was about growing up in the 1950s. And I remember as a child watching on a black and white TV, Gary Cooper standing in the street as a sheriff of High Noon. Very different from the heroes of today, the Marvel creatures that have powers and fancy costumes, but I don't quite get it. But I guess that shows my age. But Dr. Wilkins and Dr. Shirley, his wife, a pediatrician, are those kind of characters. Gary Cooper stood in the street waiting for the gang to get off the train that he had put in jail along with the townspeople, and they were coming back to seek their revenge. And all the townspeople who he had defended left him one by one until he was standing alone. And that is pretty much the situation in Haiti for the men and women who have the courage to stand up and try to do what is right, who still feel that Haiti can be a better country. Now, if you put Dr. Wilkins in a lineup, you'd be hard-pressed to pick him out as a hero. But I have stood with that man, I have traveled, I have sweat, I have laughed, I have cried with him. I have stood on the opposite side of an operating table and watched him save lives. And I can tell you that he is a peer to none. And here we are tonight, standing for all the Dr. Wilkins and all the Dr. Shirleys who still believe that in Haiti there's a chance for it to be better. And so we are here today, and we are standing here in our comfort and our friendship and also in our abundance. And our job is to stand with him in spirit. And not only that, but give him some financial means to continue his work so that hope will continue to grow and that maybe there will be a miracle and Haiti can return to the country it was meant to be. Thank you.